Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I am the Lord's servant for this work, and I welcome you to this platform. Today I am going to skip the introduction, and I'm going to go straight forward, straight ahead to reading this statement that the Lord gave me this morning to proclaim to Israel, to true Israel, the Israel that is still scattered around the world, the Israel that was sent off on ships as slaves, just like Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. Talked about the Israel that was exiled long time ago and settled all around the world as these very dark-skinned people who have Indian features, who have African features, and others, because through the years those features have been mixed up with other tribes, with other peoples, and other nations. So true Israel of today does not have a fixed color. If we look at the complete 12 tribes, true Israel has all colors of all shades and is found all around the world. Those who currently pretend to be Jews are those who the Lord calls the synagogue of Satan. And you can read more about that in Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9. And so, with that out of the way, I am going to go ahead and read this statement that the Lord gave me this morning, August 26th, 2024, to proclaim to Israel, to his people, as the messenger that he has elected and sent to give these messages to us all around the world. Thus says the Lord, behold, I, the Lord God, shall rise in the assembly. I shall mount the cherubim and descend upon the earth with my wrath raised against your enemies, Israel. The time for my vengeance is at hand. I shall avenge you, and the entire earth shall be a witness of it. I shall avenge the blood of your little ones, those who they bound and hung on trees. I shall avenge the blood of your leaders, those who they ridiculed and disgraced and ripped of their dignity. I, the Lord God, shall avenge the blood of your daughters, those whose bloom they destroyed and precipitated into womanhood with no hope for a future, nor any protection and covering. I shall avenge the blood of your young men, those whom they ravage of their manhood before they got the chance to get a taste of it. They robbed them of their humanity before they could learn how to make fire and kill beasts. I, the Lord God, shall plunder them as they plundered you. I shall crush them as they crushed you. In my anger, I shall bring down hailstones and thunder upon their young men and women, and pour out my wrath upon them to avenge you, O my Israel, and vindicate you in the eyes of my enemies. The sound of joy shall depart their lands. The sight of children nursing on their mother's breasts shall be no more. I shall repay them to the same measure that they angered me. I shall close the heavens from above them and withhold the rain in the land. They shall wail in anguish and despair, but my ears would have departed from their midst. I shall look away and remove the protective firmament of my word from their peoples. The destroyer shall be sent to destroy their progeny. The mocker shall be sent to rip them of their dignity. The enslaver, O Judah, shall be enslaved. The robber shall be robbed. The lying tongue shall be cut off. Their blood shall be harvested by the evil one, and the fallen ones shall feast on their flesh. I, the Lord God, shall surely make the princes of the earth fall prostrate before you. The rulers of the nations shall journey to your gates to exalt the name of the Lord. The hands that oppressed you and the eyes that overlooked you shall all bow and lower themselves before you. I, your God and Savior, shall surely do this. As I have spoken it, record it in your hearts and hold firmly onto the words that have come out from my lips on this day, for I, the Lord, never change. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when I speak a thing, no rain, no wind, no war, no merry, no mountain, no sea, no destruction, no calamity can alter what my lips have uttered. Let the young men rejoice. Let the old men rejoice. Let the young women sing for joy, and the old women rejoice. Let all Israel rejoice in the name of the Lord, for my goodness and love endures forever, and my righteousness cannot be shaken. On this day, I have vindicated my people. And as surely as the sun rises from the east, shall every letter of the word spoken to Israel and the nations on this day be fulfilled. Let the young children rejoice, for the Lord God has vindicated Israel on this day. Prepare for the land of milk and honey. Turn your faces from the torrents of destruction of the enemy and run to me, O Israel, as a child runs into his father's arms, and raise up your tents on Mount Zion. I shall make you the leader over the nations, and no darkness shall be found among you. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. I shall restore you and wipe away your tears. My Israel, I shall make you ride on the wings of the wind. All those who crushed you shall be crushed. Those who killed you shall be killed. On this day, I shall avenge the blood of your little ones who cry out to me for justice from the ground. On this day, my wrath upon my enemies shall comfort the tears of mothers, and their prayers shall be answered. I have heard your every cry, Israel. Your wailing has entered my ears from on high. Today you are vindicated, and the entire world will watch your ascension on Mount Zion. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and so it shall be. Hallelujah, amen, my friends. That is the Lord's proclamation of vindication to Israel. And he gave the title of this prophecy himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. The title of the prophecy is The Call Back of the Avenger, which means the Avenger who is our Lord God, Yahweh, in the person of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is calling his people back to him. And he's proclaiming on this day that her vindication is officialized. So mark this day in your calendars, Israel, that the Lord declared on this day that you are vindicated, completely vindicated. Israel, listen to the words of the Lord. Listen to the words of the Lord. Do not ignore this statement. Because when I tell you, he woke me up in the middle of the night to give me this statement, and I am not going to sit down and interpret it and break it down or whatever. I have spoken what he has put in my mouth to speak. And you can go on the website, thefruitfactory.co, to read it with your own eyes. And there is something that happens when you read something, when you read something so powerful. It is different than when you listen to it. And it creates in you a different kind of faith. So I encourage you to do that. And when we talk about vindication, this is the only thing that I'm going to extrapolate on. Vindicate, to vindicate means to confirm or to substantiate. So to provide justification or defense for, to defend, to protect from attack and encroachment, to maintain a right to avenge, to deliver and set free. This is the word vindicate. To prove that what someone said or did was right or true, after other people thought it was wrong. To prove that someone is not guilty or is free from blame after other people blamed them. To show something to have been right or true, or to show someone to be free from guilt or blame. These are all different versions of the interpretation of the word vindicate. So today your avenger is declaring, Israel, your avenger, Yahweh, Yah, is declaring that you are vindicated. If I were you, which I am, I would go on my knees and I would thank him and I would repent before him and I would tell him, Lord, Father, my King, here I am. Whatever you desire of me, whatever you want from me today, I am making myself available and I am preparing myself for your return. For that return is at hand. The regathering is happening. Until now, I did not really think it, but this statement that you spoke today, I have connected to it at a spiritual level. And I know that you, my Father, spoke to me today. So here I am. I submit myself to you. And I repent of all of my rebellion, all these years that I spent, Father, rebelling against you, insulting you, blaspheming you, doubting your word, doubting your deeds, not even thinking that you exist. All of the years that I spent lying, fornicating, adultering, having all of these idols in my heart, all of these years, all of this time, on behalf of my ancestors and I, my bloodline, Lord, I fall prostrate before you to repent of my guilt, because I am guilty. My bloodline is guilty. My ancestors were guilty. We departed from you, Father, and for that I repent. I departed from you, Father, and for that I repent. And there is nothing that I could say right now to deserve your forgiveness, but to thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood, pure, immaculate, blameless, spotless blood, but for my sake, so that in this moment I could come before you and that blood could be applied on my sins to atone for it. So I plead the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse me of my iniquity, to cleanse me and my bloodline and my ancestors' sins, to remove it, to vindicate it, to atone for it completely. And that you and I, Father, can have a fresh start today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You can pray something like that. If I were you, it is what I'm going to pray. And that's exactly what will happen for me. So, thank you for tuning in. I hope that you have received the words of the Lord in the Spirit, by the Spirit, because these are not natural things. What is being said in this statement is nothing natural. It is spiritual. It is deep. When the Lord delivered this word to me, I could feel it. I could feel the weight of the words that he was giving me to write down. And that's why I decided not to touch it, not to break it down, not to add scripture, all of that. No, just listen to his words and receive it in your spirit as he speaks. Thank you for listening and tuning in. And we will speak again in the next broadcast. Goodbye.